Northwest Equal Employment Opportunity Commission at 800-669-4000. Quality at work. Your right. EEOC's job.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of KTRC's All Things Real Estate. I have an exceptional country home for sale sited on 20 acres and located in the foothills off of Old Santa Fe Trail with 6 bedrooms, 2 offices, a guest house, large kitchen with stone fireplace, and fabulous views. This extraordinary property can be seen by calling me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900.
It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Good afternoon and welcome to a very special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for all your New Mexico real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners coming to you from 638 Camino del Monte Sol, a classic Santa Fe-style home located in the historic east side of town right off of Canyon Road. In a few minutes, I'll be introducing the host of today's remote broadcast here at 638 Camino del Monte Sol, my colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, Darlene Street, who is the managing broker of our firm. But I first want to say a quick hello to Robin Schroeder of Hub International, who will be my color commentator throughout today's show. Hi, Robin. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, we are delighted to have you here. And actually, you and I usually do these things recorded, so it's nice to have you live on the scene.
This is wonderful, and it's a beautiful home.
Well, we're going to get into that in a second. But before we get going with the show, I invite you to go to our website and check out all of the businesses who are supporters of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Simply go to www.sfrp.com, click on the radio tower icon, and that will take you right to a list of these stellar New Mexico companies. And one of these supporters of All Things Real Estate, Anna Venezuela Incorporated, can provide you with a full range of professional house cleaning services, which may be especially important right now as you're getting ready to celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday. So for more information on Anna Venezuela Incorporated, go to our radio show page at www.sfrp.com. As always, we have a lot going on with the program today and with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at the KTRC studios, and my very able technicians, Colin McAdams and Ethan Urbanek, right here at 638 Camino del Monte Sol. I want to kick things off with some state-of-the-market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Good afternoon, Andrew. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, and I'll tell you what, move a little bit closer to the microphone. Right. There you go. Go ahead.
Well, as we round the corner to Thanksgiving, can Christmas be that far behind? I started thinking about, you know, what presence the federal government has to borrowers or buyers of homes. And some of these presents are hidden and not so apparent, but there are more than you'd think. The first one I found out about this week, it's one where teachers, firemen, policemen can purchase a HUD-owned foreclosure at a 50% discount.
My goodness.
It must be a primary residence, and they must live there for 36 months. But after the 36 months, they can sell it and reap the whole, take all of the proceeds. There are no conditions.
Uh-huh.
And they can put as little as $100 down.
Just $100?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And then there's the VA. The VA will finance 100% of the purchase price with no mortgage insurance. They must have been in the armed services or in the public health service. And there's a funding fee, which they add to the loan amount, the mortgage amount, but there's no down payment required and no mortgage insurance, and that, to me, is a present. And then the third program for us non-military types, the USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture, offers 100% financing for rural properties. We're lucky in Santa Fe, as rural can mean Santa Fe, because Nambe, Pewaukee, even Los Alamos, Laney, Pecos,
right,
are all considered to be rural.
Yes.
There are some income limits, but There's no money down and no mortgage insurance. All these programs are available at incredibly low mortgage rates. And yes, as we were talking, they've gone up a little bit, but they're still at or near their historical lows. And there are programs that people ought to think about as being able to take advantage of with low rates.
Yeah, so no turkeys, but lots of presents, right, here
right.
in the holiday season. So I think people ought to take that to the bank. Now, there is one slight change in things. We've been beating the drum for so long, Andrew, about interest rates being historically low. They've ticked up just slightly this past week, but your counsel is that they probably are going to go back down again, right?
Well, QE2 has upset a lot of the investors, especially foreign investors. And it is thought that rates will actually settle down a little bit. My 30-year rate this week was about 4.5% with no points. I think it'll go down to 4.375 and maybe 4.25, but I don't think that we're going to see what we saw a couple of weeks ago.
Right. So, again, the message is take advantage of these low interest rates, irrespective of where they are today. They'll probably be back down. They're still at historic levels. And check out all of these holiday presents that Mr. Hoffman is talking about. As always, Andrew Hoffman, advisor to all things real estate, thank you for your commentary.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.
I want to take a moment to tell you about Westgate Properties, LLC, a multi-tenant commercial property and homeowner association management company. Westgate Properties is hosting a major homeowner association seminar open to the public on Sunday, January 23rd at a location in Santa Fe, which will be determined very soon. Tom Simon, owner of Westgate Properties, is assembling a team of professionals to discuss every aspect of homeowner associations and has asked me to actually air a live remote broadcast of all things real estate from this seminar. So mark your calendar for Sunday, January 23rd, and listen for additional information over the coming weeks. You can also call Tom Simon at Westgate Properties for more information at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. I want to now welcome my broker colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, Darlene Street, who is the managing broker of our firm. Darlene's actually the official host today here at 638 Camino del Monte Sol, and we encourage you to come on over here. She's going to be here until 3 o'clock for this open house. And at this very fabulous Santa Fe-style property located, again, in the historic east side of town right off of Canyon Road. Welcome to the show, Darlene.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you.
You know, we've done this together before, and you are so good on the show. I don't really need to give you any kind of cues about what to do next, but let's
Gee, thanks, Ray.
Yeah, it's your show. I'm leaving, actually, right
yeah,
now.
Okay, great. I'll just handle it.
Seriously, let's talk about this property, Darlene. This is your listing. I know you're proud of it. Sort of frame for the listeners what they're going to see when they get here today.
Well, this is a 3,600-square-foot home on about an acre on the east side. It's entirely fenced, great for pets, has a huge yard, especially for the east side.
Mm-hmm.
It does show that it is two lots that were joined together, and it's possible, we don't know for sure, but it's possible that it was actually two houses joined together.
Wow.
In history, it was owned by a woman named Henriette Harris, who was fairly well known locally, and she was an antiques dealer. And we believe she dealt antiques from the house. That's, again, we're not sure about that, but that's what we think. And she came here as part of the Manhattan Project, as an administrative person, as part of the Manhattan Project. That's what I've been told.
So going back to the 40s, when all the people were congregating in Los Alamos to do their important work for our country. Well, I mean, I've walked around here, and Robin Schroeder, who will talk about the property in a little bit, has walked around. This is a very unusual property, I think, for, well, just generally speaking, not just for the east side, but generally speaking, double adobe walls, I mean, lots of vigas all over the place. Anything in particular that the listeners should be aware of that's maybe not obvious to them when they get here?
Well, no, it's just a very special, very unique, and it's really very charming to see for a change. You know, an authentic Santa Fe home.
Indeed.
It's had some updating and had some things done to it, but it still has some original doors. It has that feel of double adobe or those very thick walls.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't, you know, verified that every wall is absolutely adobe, but it could be.
Yeah, it looks like it could be.
And there's a lot of parking and a lot of turnaround area. You know, it's just a really spacious, private east side home that does not feel crowded. A lot of east side homes have been built upon and houses added nearby, and this really has a lot of space.
Right, and the one thing you just said that I want to underscore is the parking. It's almost like it's a commercial site here. There is so much parking, which is very unusual in this part of town. I mean, there are some people who own large lots, and they have internal parking, but a lot of the properties here, I mean, barely one or two parking spots, and that's it. So, I mean, today, people, we can put probably 10, 12 cars in this lot.
Right, and it's great for a party. The owner of this home often has parties here, and it's wonderful because there is lots of parking on site and then all along the street, and it's just never a problem for parking.
And we were hoping to do the show outside today, but it's just a tad too chilly to do that. We've been doing most of these remote broadcasts from covered portals, and there's a beautiful one here in the rear of the property. But if someone was actually out in the back of the house, Darlene, they'd be witnessing some very nice plants and shrubs and trees.
It's like a little park out there. There's a lot of pinon trees and plants and the acacia at the back as well, and it's just really, it's like a park. I mean, you wouldn't even know you're in town just sitting in the back. You really don't see other people. It's very, very private. And the front portal is like a front porch from somewhere back east, even.
And we're actually airing the radio show from the front porch, and Hutton Broadcasting has some little goodies out there that they're handing out to people. So we encourage you to come on out here, again, to 638 Camino del Monte Sol, which is located right off of Canyon Road in the historic east side of Santa Fe. Very easy to get here, lots of parking, very unusual and beautiful home. It's a beautiful day, lots of sun. It's a little chilly, but you will enjoy walking around this property. About 30 seconds here, Darlene, before I need to take a break. Anything you want to leave with the listeners? I'm going to have you come back later on the show.
Sure. Well, this also has a really nice area that acts as a private office with a separate entrance. The owner of this house does metaphysical films and things to do with metaphysical media, and she has her own office here, and people can come in through there, and they don't need to come through the whole house, which is really a nice thing if you want to have a home office.
Sure, yeah, so a separate entrance for that. Well, I'll tell you what, Darlene Street, managing broker at Santa Fe Realty Partners, this is her listing. We encourage everyone to stop on by here today, 638 Camino del Monte Sol. We'll be here for about another hour, but Darlene will be here till 3 o'clock this afternoon doing her open house. Please come on by, lots of parking. Hutton Broadcasting is handing out some gifts today. So we encourage you to stop on by. Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation about 638 Camino del Monte Sol, and I'll bring Robin Schroeder from Hub International on to talk about some insurance issues that are going to be important to you. We'll be back in a minute.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at FNF.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
If a disease caused suffering, missed work days, even death, would it be real? Well, depression is real and affects over 19 million Americans. Fortunately, hope is real too, because science has developed effective treatments that can lead to recovery. For the real facts about depression, visit depressionisreal.org. Supported by many organizations, including the American Psychiatric Foundation, the Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance, the National Medical Association, and the National Urban League.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@sfrp.com, and I'll answer all your real estate questions.
Being a pet is risky business. That's why every pet can benefit from a risk assessment and wellness exam twice a year. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. We are here today at 638 Camino del Monte Sol, a very lovely and classic Santa Fe-style property here on the historic east side of the city, just right off of Canyon Road, easy to get to. We invite you to come on over here. My colleague Darlene Street is actually doing an open house along with my other colleague, Jane Hiltbrand, and they'll be here till 3 o'clock today. But come on over and say hi to us here on All Things Real Estate. We'd love to see you. Right now I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico, situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking 100-mile views of the Rockies and San Juan Mountains. Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each ranch site offers outdoor enthusiasts access to private recreational options, including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking. And for those with equestrian interests, there could not be a better setting. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and abundant amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to www.discovercanyonridge.com. That's www.discovercanyonridge.com, and discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community. It's now my pleasure to once again introduce Robin Schroeder, who is the Regional Vice President with insurance provider Hub International. Welcome to the show, Robin.
Thank you. This is great.
Well, given that we're doing a remote broadcast today from this terrific home at 638 Camino del Monte Sol, as well as the fact that we're in the change of season period, Robin is going to actually share some useful information on homeowner insurance coverage issues that apply to this time of the year. But before we get into the meat and potatoes of all those important insurance issues, what do you think of this property here at 638 Camino del Monte Sol?
This home is beautiful. It's absolutely amazing. There's some beautiful hand-carved wood doors, the charming adobe fireplaces, and the back, as Darlene was talking about, it's so relaxing and wonderful. Just sit out there, curl up with a book, and get lost in it.
Really serene.
Beautiful.
You're absolutely right. And even on a little slightly chilly day, with all the sun that the back area gets, you could be comfortable even on this fall day, couldn't you?
Yes, it's wonderful.
Well, you've taken a walk around here, and you're here with your husband today. We're delighted to have Bill Schroeder with you as well. You've obviously in the insurance trade seen and have worked with a lot of homeowners and buyers. Actually, you've worked with a couple of my clients as well, and I appreciate that, all the assistance of Hub International gives to them. But let's maybe sort of shift gears for a moment and talk a little bit about this time of the year, as we're sort of in the shoulder season between fall and winter. Maybe there are some insurance issues, some tips that you want to give to people.
Well, some things you want to think about. A lot of times right now with the holiday season coming upon us, sometimes people will be taking things that they normally keep maybe in the bank vault or the safe. You're taking things out.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes there's a lot of times scheduled items, maybe some jewelry that you might take out for holiday parties. You might want to think about adding that to your insurance.
Uh-huh.
Just for the time that it's out of vault.
Now, that's easy to do?
It's very easy to do. You can do it with a phone call. It can be added to it. You don't have to worry about appraisals, anything like that. Just make a quick call and say, hey, I'm taking my holiday pearls out and my earrings, that type of thing.
And that's very sound counsel. Now, I know one size doesn't fit all. Is there any idea of what that might cost someone to do that, or does it vary?
You know, usually if you take it out, we see people that do it, usually they'll take it out for about a 30 to 60-day period. You're probably looking at spending something less than $50.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's very, very inexpensive to do.
And very prudent.
Very prudent.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion. What else this time of year?
The other thing you want to think about is a lot of times you'll maybe have your silver or your china out,
mm-hmm.
type of thing. Now, that's not something you'll additionally cover, but you want to make sure your fine arts have breakage coverage, because sorry to say, but glasses, some things could get broken.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some coverage for that. So when your valuables are coming out, these things you treasure,
right,
take a look at that.
Yeah, the holiday
some
time.
Some things could be added.
With all those wild parties that people will be having, someone might bump into something and knock it over, and it could be very valuable, or it could be a keepsake that is very valuable to you as a homeowner. So this is, again, very sound counsel and inexpensive and easy to do. Those are the
very
two.
Quick and easy to do. A phone call can take care of it.
Mm-hmm. Robin, we've got about a minute or so before we have to take a break. This thing really goes fast, doesn't it? I want to also, you know what? I want to do a little administrative work here. You guys have a new office here in Santa Fe.
We do. We just moved our office. Our new address is 2044, Galisteo, Suite Number 2. We're right off of south of St. Michael, just near the Magistrate Court.
Mm-hmm.
Great new location. Come by and visit us.
Well, absolutely. And, again, Hub International, an insurance provider, you guys actually, your MO is that you work with clients to find the best insurance carrier out there to provide the service and the coverage that they need, right?
That's what we do. We want to find the insurance protection that matches what's important to you. You know, maybe you have collectibles or schedules or guns or whatever, and I want to find the product with a company that doesn't have limits on that, or where I can give you the broadest coverage there and give you the most coverage for your insurance dollar. So what you're spending on that, you get the most coverage that's important to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, Robin Schroeder, Regional Vice President with Hub International, stay tuned here. I'm going to have you come back. You're my color commentator today here at our remote broadcast at 638 Camino Del Monte Sol. But right now, Gino Thompson, my producer, we've reached that point in the program when it's time for our Legal Minute, brought to us by the law firm Assure Yost & Patterson. Now, today, attorney Rachel Winston offers some counsel regarding historic districts, which is actually where we're sitting. 638 Camino Del Monte Sol is situated in Santa Fe's beautiful downtown and Eastside Historic District, one of five in the city that are recognized by the National Register of Historic Places and the State Register of Cultural Properties. Listing on these registers actually qualifies properties to be considered for preservation grants and investment tax credits. New construction, additions, renovations, and demolitions within an historic district are regulated by the city's historic district's ordinance, one of the oldest of its type in the United States. The intent of the ordinance is to help preserve existing buildings and to ensure that new construction is similar to architectural style, form, and material to the older historic structures within each district. If you're considering construction or demolition of a property within an historic district, the first step is to consult the city's land use department. This department reviews all proposed development for compliance with zoning and technical requirements, including impacts on the city's unique historic resources and qualities. An applicant seeking approval for a project within a district may need to obtain advance approval for the Historic Design Review Board, also known as the H Board. Now, the H Board consists of seven members appointed by the mayor with the consent of the city council. If the H Board approval is required, the applicant must attend an H Board hearing where the application will be considered and approved, conditionally approved, denied, or postponed for a more thorough review. A city historic district's case planner can provide valuable guidance on the process required for submitting an application for H Board review and approval. And applicants may also wish to consult a private case planner who can assist with shepherding the application process through to approval and act as the applicant's agent at the H Board hearing. It's important to remember that properties within the downtown and east side historic district, including the Camino Del Monte Sol neighborhood, feature some of the oldest structures in Santa Fe and are part of approximately 6,000 structures within the city that have been recognized for their historic status. Thank you, Attorney Rachel Winston, for some very useful legal information. If you have your own legal questions for Rachel, please call the Schur, Yost, and Patterson Law Firm at 505-989-7500. That's 505-989-7500. Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation about 638 Camino Del Monte Sol and all of its terrific amenities. I'll also have a little bit more follow-up conversation with Robin Schroeder of Hub International, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are really two ways to buy insurance, from someone who represents only one company or from an agency like Hub International, where they represent several companies and serve you first. You see, at Hub International, we're an independent agency, so we can give you the best program for your needs, picking from many insurance companies. You'll get total one-stop service for all your auto, home, and business insurance needs. And if you insure both your auto and home with Hub International, you can be eligible for money-saving discounts on both policies. We'll give you personal attention, tailoring your coverage to meet your individual needs, and also help you choose the most economical way to get the total insurance protection you need. Call Robin Schritter at 505-828-4085 or Linda Byford at 505-992-1864. Personal insurance protection at the right price through Hub International.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@sfrp.com, and I'll answer all your real estate questions.
This is Chicago-style hot dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh. Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
Talk 1260, KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 638 Camino del Monte Sol, which is a lovely, classic Santa Fe-style property located in the historic east side of the city, very close to Canyon Road, easy to get to. We encourage you to come on over here right now. We're doing a remote broadcast. Darlene Street, my colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, is going to be here doing an open house till 3 o'clock. Hutton Broadcasting is here. They're handing out some little gifts, so if you want to come on over, enjoy the radio show, see this property, which is the most important issue. And again, that's 638 Camino del Monte Sol. I want to tell you about my friends at Fast Signs of Santa Fe, the sign and graphic solutions company. If you need any type of sign or graphics production, as well as wide format digital printing with delivery and installation anywhere you need it, then you don't have to look any further than Fast Signs. Stop by and see Joe Martinez and his associates at Fast Signs at 720 St. Michael's Drive, or call them at 474-3551. That's 474-3551, and let Fast Signs find solutions to all your graphic needs. Now, earlier this week, I had the opportunity to speak to well-known interior designer Annie O'Carroll regarding the attributes of 638 Camino del Monte Sol, where we are doing this remote broadcast from. Let's take a listen to what she had to share with me.
Well, hi, Annie. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Great, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing okay. And as I said to the listeners as I was setting up this conversation, you're going to talk a little bit about your observations of 638 Camino del Monte Sol. Go ahead, my friend.
Well, I think that, you know, what comes to mind is that it's Santa Fe authentic. Number one, everyone knows Camino del Monte Sol is an amazing location. You really couldn't ask for a better location right by Canyon Road.
Yeah.
So that's a real positive.
Absolutely.
I think that the other positive is that there's parking and there's turnaround space, which doesn't always happen on that street, as you know. It can be a little bit tight.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say authentic, I say that because of the cove ceilings, of the adobe, the vigas, the beams, the wood floors, plaster walls. I am seeing less and less of that happening in my business.
Right, of course.
We're doing new construction and people are doing a little bit more contemporary, but drywall is becoming more common, even for Pueblo-style homes, which is what this one is.
Right.
So I'm seeing more of that. I am not seeing the materials used that are the traditional, quote, authentic Santa Fe materials. Those are materials you see in this home at 638 Camino del Monte Sol.
Yeah, and it's interesting because when I was doing the walk through the property a week or so ago,
and sort of getting a feel for it and deciding where we're going to actually do the remote broadcast. You know, I was noticing some of those authentic features. The ceilings are a little bit lower, but the very, very nice painted beams really sort of make it feel cozy, but at the same time, as you said, gives that authentic feel. I mean, I like this property. It's sort of unusual because it's all spread out very long on one level, and I know that that will be attractive to a certain clientele. Don't you agree?
Yes, I do. I think people, especially as they get older, are looking for a one-level house.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand the gardens are beautiful, that it has beautiful peonies gardens and roses and fruit, so that there's a lot of potential, and there's gardens that are really beautiful in that on that property.
Right, and right where I plugged in the phone line in the house, there are all these geraniums, so I got this major geranium hit as soon as I plugged in the phone to do the broadcast. So you're right, they're all over the place. Well, Annie, as always, thank you for your keen observations of 638 Camino del Monte Sol. And if you want to contact Annie for your own interior design needs, please go to our website, www.sfrp.com, and then go right to the Annie O'Carroll logo on the radio show page. Thanks a lot, Annie. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you, Ray.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
As always, Annie O'Carroll has some very astute observations. She's very good, isn't she? That interior design eye of hers, Robin, is
she is
excellent.
Wonderful. She's got a great eye.
Yeah, she sure does. Well, I'm welcoming back my color commentator for the day, Robin Schritter, who is the regional vice president with Hub International, which is the well-known insurance provider, and also a supporter of all things real estate. Robin and her colleagues have been very helpful to not only the radio show, providing us great content and commentary. They write articles for our newsletter, but also they've helped some of our clients find those perfect insurance policies that are out there. That must be rewarding for you.
It is. It's great. It's a wonderful opportunity to be able to help them and find what fits people's needs so they're getting what's important to them.
Now, I know you're a hotshot regional vice president, but the one thing that I was impressed with when I first met you and talked to you, and I've actually put into practice, is I can call you and say, I have some clients, for instance, I just had some first-time home buyers in Washington, D.C., and you shepherded them right through the process. I mean, with all your duties as a regional vice president, I was impressed that you actually got down to the personal level. That was very impressive.
No, I love to deal with the clients. It's wonderful because you meet their needs and you find out what's important to them. It makes sense, and it's helping them. It's very, very rewarding. It's a great opportunity, and we do things all over the country.
Yeah, you do. And Hub International, of course, there's a great pedigree with your company. You've been around for many, many years, and you actually, as we talked about earlier in this program, broker the best insurance provider for an individual client. So you represent a range of companies, correct?
We do. We represent a variety of markets, and we have all levels, from the highly affluent to the middle market to the everyday business.
Uh-huh.
And we'll just fit what best matches for you.
Right. And besides homeowners that you help on a daily basis and automobile coverage and the like, I had one of your colleagues, Jessica Loomis, on the program for another remote broadcast that we did from Stevens and Consignment Gallery, and she talked at great length about the business products that Hub International provides to small and larger business owners.
We do. We can help business owners, any type of commercial from properties, rental-type properties, to condo associations, to hotels,
mm-hmm.
to small businesses all along the commercial end. We also do the employee benefit side. So we can help you with, you know, your health insurance needs, whether it's a group program, small groups, large groups. We also do the life insurance side of it,
mm-hmm.
individual needs or group needs,
mm-hmm.
long-term care, any of those kind of things.
All right. You do it all. That's the bottom line. Well, let's go back to sort of a seasonal issue here. We are in the holidays, Robin, and a lot of people are thinking about going to Grandma's house during the holidays. So you've got some insurance-related tips relative to safe travel. Go ahead.
Well, we've talked about renting cars before, and I just wanted to remind people, when you are renting a vehicle, your insurance will cover you on that rental vehicle, just like it does for your own car for the physical damage, the comp and collision. What sometimes can come up is on that rental car agreement, there's some administrative expenses, loss of use type of fees, those type of things that normally the insurance doesn't cover. A lot of your platinum type credit cards will pick those up. So before you leave, check your credit card company, see if they pick up any of those administrative loss of use type of fees, and then be sure to rent the car with that card.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The other thing I was thinking along that line is, remember, when you do rent the vehicle, before you get into the vehicle, make sure you walk around it, check for any damage, look at the windshield, just kind of check those basic things. It's easy to forget those because you've got luggage and everything else with you.
Sure. Yeah, that's true. And, again, I don't know if you mentioned it, but one of the things is that if someone else wants to drive the rental car that you've taken out under your name, what again is the
Well, if
the
somebody
deal
else, you want to be sure with the rental car company that you do list all of the drivers that you're going to be using with that on vacation.
Does that add more cost typically to the...
Depends on the rental agreement sometimes and how often you rent.
Yeah.
But you do want to be sure and list them. The insurance will follow whoever is renting the vehicle. And if they're driving with your permission, you can have that taken care of.
And one thing that, and you mentioned this before about using one of the platinum cards or whatever to pick up some costs, but do some of the credit card companies actually provide adequate rental car insurance, and you don't need to use your own, or is that not the case?
I don't think they actually have any intent to protect the vehicle.
You really
need to use your own auto insurance to do that. What they're helping you to do is pick up coverage that your insurance doesn't. It's those administrative loss of use fees, and when I'm saying loss of use, what I'm referring to is if the car is involved in an accident, they can't rent it anymore.
I see. So
the income that the car would bring in.
Yeah. Again, going back, shifting gears here, this time of the year, people maybe are thinking about, well, do I need to make an assessment of what my insurance is on my house as I'm getting ready for the new year? Do you consider that to be a thoughtful thing to do?
You know, it is. Especially this time of year, a lot of times people have some extra time off. They're around the home. It would be a great time to update your inventory schedules.
Mm-hmm. I'll talk a little bit about what you mean by that.
What I'm saying with your inventory schedules is your list of personal property in the house. You know, it's very easy. You may sit in your family room, your den, whatever, and you look at that table every day, and you know exactly what's on it.
Mm-hmm.
But heaven forbid a fire occurs, a water damage, and you've got to recreate that. It's sometimes a little bit tough to think about what was in that. Or there may be a curio cabinet. Maybe there's some collectibles, that type of thing.
Right.
That going back and recreating what was there, you know, it's just not in the top of your mind. So while you're home right now, it's a good time to update those inventory sheets. A lot of people may do it on an Excel spreadsheet, anything like that,
mm-hmm.
or they may go around with a video camera
mm-hmm.
just to take care of
and
it.
And I'm sitting here again with Robin Tritter here at Darlene Street's open house at 638 Camino Del Monte Sol. We invite you to come on over here today, take a look at this fabulous property, which is chock-a-block with a lot of the kinds of items you're talking about where people, perhaps the owners here, I'm assuming they've done an inventory of all the things that they have in this property. But you, looking at this from a professional insurance eye, can see a lot of things that they should have covered, right, Robin?
There is. There's many collectibles in this home. There's sculptures. There's antiques. There's a lot of things that should be scheduled. And they're very easy to schedule because a lot of times people will go, oh, do I want to do that? I have to get appraisals or all of that. But most companies, for something valued at less than $10,000, an appraisal won't be required.
Really?
So it's just a description of the item.
Mm-hmm. And your suggestion, if someone doesn't have a video camera, just going around and photographing everything makes a whole bunch of sense because you might lose the piece of paper that you've written things down. And then from your standpoint as an insurance professional, having a photograph makes it indisputable about the fact you had that item for
it. It does. It makes it totally indisputable, and plus it can describe the item.
Right.
The item, you know, it may not always be able to be recreated, but something can be done to make you whole again for
right.
having lost that item.
Right. Well, Robin, and you're providing some excellent homeowner insurance tips, as always, here. Well, Robin, and you're providing some excellent.